art lovers have a sporting chance to see some 18th and 19th century British paintings in a new show. A Sporting Vision, the Paul Mellon Collection of British Sporting Art, features a number of works from that period. It's on display at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. The exhibit is showing in conjunction with Van Gogh, Monet, Degas, and their times, which highlights the Mellon Collection of French art. Dr. Michael Taylor is chief curator of the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in Richmond, where the pieces call home.
So what you're looking at is the collection that Paul Mellon and his wife, Bunny, they assembled during their marriage over the period of about 35 years. And it predominantly focuses on themes that they enjoyed. So he loved horse racing. You may know he owned Mill Reef, one of the great sort of champion horses of all time. And she loved gardening. She was a great gardener. She actually made the rose garden at the White House under President Kennedy. She laid all that out. So the two sort of areas of interest overlap with art, specifically with French Impressionism that they both loved, and British sporting art. So it's such a joy to be able to share that collection with the residents of Nashville.
Dr. Taylor says visitors will see several notable artists in A Sporting Vision.
The greats are people like George Stubbs, who was the preeminent horse painter of his day. But he didn't just limit himself to horses. You'll see he painted a tiger, he painted dogs and cats. So he's sort of at the beginning of that great age of British sporting art, and it's bookended at the end by a man called Alfred Munnings, who was the great painter of horse racing in the 20th century.
Mark Scala, chief curator of the Frist, says that while some of the names and pieces might be familiar, the exhibit offers us an opportunity to learn more about British art.
Many people know something about the giants of British art, like Turner or Constable, landscape painters. And this is one of the things that inspired Paul Mellon to start collecting British art, because he knew that there were great swaths of British art history that were being ignored. He was himself a lover of all things equestrian, the races, horse races and fox hunting and things like that. And he saw that there were a great number of paintings on those subjects, but people weren't really paying attention to them. They hadn't received any kind of focus in museum collections, so he set about to try to correct that.
Taylor tells us his favorite piece in A Sporting Vision.
I love the George Stubbs painting of a tiger. He was so good with horse anatomy because everything was known about the horse. You know, he could buy books about that. This is the era before the photograph, but there were sketches and you know, people would dissect the horses, so we knew everything about the horse. He'd never seen a tiger before. He saw that tiger in a private zoo, you know, a sort of aristocratic mansion would have had a zoo with a tiger in the enclosure. And it's unfamiliar, and he doesn't get it right. The neck of the tiger is too thick. The stripes are there, but they're not as people would imagine. And I love that painting for the mistakes, because I think it shows an artist struggling to understand something that he's never seen before.
Scala appreciates the humorous pieces.
They're really wonderful because they show people getting thrown off their horses or jumping over other people. And then there's one painting that shows, it's called The Rising Woman and the Falling Man, painted in 1780, that gives some sense of an indication of a growing awareness of the importance of and the value of women in culture. Women were typically not allowed to ride in the hunt, but this woman is just, you know, riding her horse beautifully and jumping over somebody else. And so it's really kind of a nice way to finish up the show.
Taylor says people in and around Richmond know about the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and the Mellon Collections. He's excited about sharing the works with the Frist and bringing them to new people. Taylor believes A Sporting Vision complements its companion exhibit of French art.
Because I do like the fact that you can see them together. Look at the way that an artist like Edgar Degas takes on the horse theme and compare it to George Stubbs, compare it to Alfred Munnings. I think there's similarities and differences that will enhance the viewing experience for everyone who sees these exhibitions.
A Sporting Vision, the Paul Mellon Collection of British Sporting Art, is on display at the Frist until May 5th. All you need to know can be found at fristartmuseum.org. fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.